along with a guy named Jacob W. Davis, and the two of them actually got the patent for the style of pants in 1873. And, you know, they could have been called Jacobs instead of Levi's. But I guess because it was Levi Strauss and Company, they became Levi's. And he came as part of the gold rush in 1853 when the store opened in San Francisco. But interesting. And, you know, as I think about it, my dad definitely did not have Levi's or any kind of jeans, even older. He might have had, like, sans a belt, expand-o-matic blue fabric pants. but
well, you know, part of the reason I remembered it was Levi Strauss is that Ken Burns came out with a documentary just, I think, a few weeks ago called Rivets.
Huh.
Or Rivet or something like that.
Interesting. That's not what I knew.
Yeah. But I remember seeing it was on Channel 13 sometime, maybe 3 weeks ago. I can't recall exactly when.
Leave it to Ken Burns. I said, leave it to Ken Burns to do a documentary on Levi's. I can see that.
But, you know, you say in fashion, now I think, like, yoga pants have replaced Levi's.
Yeah, that or spandex or, Although Levi's are still out there and around, to be sure. Holly came up with the correct answer, too. And did Pudge get it, Ricky? Or did Pudge called just to say hello, and we say hello back? To Pudge. Well done, Tom. Charge to you. And if you came up with Levi Strauss, that's who we were looking for. And we have a minute or two. We might as well fill it with this.
This is the city. Los Angeles, California. Some people rob for pleasure. Some rob because it's there. You never know. My name's Friday. I'm a cop. I was working the day watch out of robbery when I got a call from the Acme School Bell Company. There'd been a robbery.
There's been a robbery.
Yes, sir. What was it?
My clappers.
Your clappers?
Yeah, you know those things inside a bell that makes them clang?
The clangers.
That's right. We call them clappers in the business.
A clapper caper.
What's that?
Nothing, sir. Now, can I have the facts? What kind of clappers were stolen on this caper?
They were copper clappers.
And where were they kept?
In the closet.
Uh-huh. You have any ideas who might have taken the copper clappers from the closet?
Well, just one. I fired a man. He swore he'd get even.
What was his name?
Claude Cooper.
You think he...
That's right. I think Claude Cooper copped my copper clappers. Kept in the closet.
You know where this Claude Cooper is from?
Yeah. Cleveland.
That figures. That figures.
What makes it worse, they were clean.
Clean copper clappers.
That's right.
Why do you think Cleveland's Claude Cooper would cop your clean copper clappers kept in your closet?
Only one reason.
What's that?
He's a kleptomaniac.
Who first discovered the copper clappers were copped?
My cleaning woman, Clara Clifford.
That figures. Now let me see if I got the facts straight here. Cleaning woman Clara Clifford discovered your clean copper clappers kept in a closet were copped by Claude Cooper, the kleptomaniac from Cleveland. Now, is that about it?
One other thing.
What's that?
If I ever catch kleptomaniac Claude Cooper from Cleveland who copped my clean copper clappers from kept in the closet.
Yes?
I'll clobber him.
That's Jack Webb and Johnny Carson broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, Tube City Online Media at WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and slbradio.org/radio. During Black History Month, we've been featuring selections weekly at 7 and 10 a.m. And today's features both happen to be reflections from Men of the Cloth. This first one from Reverend Donald P. Turner, who will talk about his upbringing and his life. Mr. Turner is from Homestead.
My name is Darnell Youngblood. I am 13 years old.
My name is Alon Rutledge. I am 14 years old.
We interviewed Reverend Donald Turner
on July 10th, 2015.
I was born on July 2nd, 1936 in Wellsburg, West Virginia.
There was a whole lot of us, 13 kids.
We had a lot better childhood than they're having today with the shooting and fighting and cutting and all the stuff that's going on now. It was a deceiving neighborhood in the fact that we had to go to black schools, couldn't eat in a restaurant. And it made the white friends we had, it made us feel comfortable around them. But yet we couldn't go into a restaurant and sit down and eat. You couldn't go into a barbershop and get your hair cut. A whole lot of stuff was going on in my growing up era that I never really paid any attention to. I just accepted it as that being the way. And if I had known what I know now, I could have been a leader against racism and bigotry and all kinds of segregation. I probably had the best mother that any kid ever had. Out of 13 kids, there was only 3 boys. And the baby boy got burned up in a fire. And my older brother was in the Army. And I was the only boy with 9 sisters at home. Quite naturally, Mama thought the sun rose and set on me so I could get anything I wanted from my mother. I was a quarterback for my high school team for 4 years. And I had to go to Wheeling, 16 miles from Wellsburg. We were bused down to Wheeling because I went to an all-black school. That ride wasn't too good, but we did get a good education. I graduated valedictorian of my class. I didn't finish college, but it was a unique experience. You met people from all over the world in college. And I think that one of the drawbacks of the Homestead kids, they're born in Homestead, they grow up in Homestead, they live in Homestead, they don't get outside of Homestead, and that's a mistake. You got to get away from here and see how people live. I moved here to Homestead in 1971, I was called from the church over in Canonsburg over here. The Baptist denomination, they have a right to call you. I've been a pastor at Second Baptist Church on 12th Avenue for 44 years. I am a pastor not because I was inspired to do it. I was called by God to do it. I had just come out of the paratroopers after 4 years. That's where you jump out of airplanes with the parachute. I had 32 jumps. It merited me a special set of wings, but I wasn't staying in the paratroopers any longer than I had to after my time got short. While in the paratroopers, my mother died, and really, life was pretty meaningless to me at that time. this really was the last thing in the world on my mind to do. But I've always been a churchgoer, but that wasn't enough. I got saved. And when I got saved, he then guided my footsteps. And I eventually wound up in the ministry. In 1988, the Lord spared me when I got run over with an 18-wheeler truck. I had a 3/4-ton truck. And he was trying to beat me through an intersection. I never even saw him. He broke my left arm in 3 sections, 7 ribs, collapsed both lungs, broke my leg in 100 pieces. And God brought me through that. And I'm here today, going on my 80th birthday. Pray much, do the right thing, and be real. That's the key to success, being real. Don't try to be more than you're not, and don't try to do things you can. Get all the education you can get. Don't skip any opportunity you have to learn more. Even when you get out of school and get on a job, on that job, learn as many other jobs as you can so you cannot be harnessed. Oh, he's a good dishwasher. No, no. Be a good dishwasher. Be a good grass cutter. Be a good painter. As much as you can learn, learn it. Because it'll come in handy to you one day. And then be humble. Be sharing. Help others. You know, it doesn't hurt you to help others sometimes. Look for somebody you can help. Not out of a braggadocious thing that you can stand up and talk, well, I know the time when he was down and I had to go in my pocket. Good. Go in your pocket. Help somebody along the way.
The everlasting words of Reverend Donald P. Turner of Homestead is interviewed by Darnell Youngblood and Alan Rutledge as part of our Crossing Fences program. You can hear more reflections from this series at crossingfences.org or by subscribing to our Crossing Fences podcast wherever you look for podcasts. Coming up in just a few moments, our crossword puzzle of the air, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
Radio, remember radio, we'd sit and close our eyes and use our imagination. Comedy, mystery, a fireside chat. Together we sat, listening nightly to our favorite show. Radio, why did you ever go? Oh, won't you please come back and enter?
Laughter.
That's Badu Gibson. Here at the Saturday Light Brigade, get ready to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Our crossword puzzle of the air is coming up.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District and regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Hello to Larry and Vanessa in Elwood City. It's good to have you here with us. We are looking for an eight-letter word today, and the clue is often canned. Often canned. The fourth letter is D, and the eighth letter is S. S is in Saturday. The clue is often canned, eight letters. The fourth letter is D. The eighth letter is S. See if you can fill in the rest of the letters. And when you think you've figured it out, here's hoping you'll call us. Join us on the radio so we can spend a little time together. We're here live, and it's as easy as telephoning 412-200-5975. You could use text messaging as well. You also can call us at 1-888-752-7234. Good luck with our crossword puzzle of the air. Next, we have Amanda Ann Platt and the Honey Cutters.
Another winter gone, and dandelions on the neighbor's lawn. World so heavy with becoming. Somehow I breathe you in, and I'm a kid again. Tasting summer. And did you make them laugh? Did they mistake you for a photograph? They'd never know you in the flesh. And did you drink alone? Did it feel like home? Did you try your best? Where did you go, Marie? And can you tell us what you've seen? Did your traveling shoes lead you down the same old? Thank you.
close love, the way a house becomes a home. So much loving, so much losing, so much hoping. And the world will shake, but if your heart still breaks, you are not broken. Where did you go, Marie? And can you tell us what you've seen? Did you find that love, or was it really just a dream? And if I kissed your face, would you turn away? Would you say, back here in this place?
I believe that every heart is kind. Some are just a little underused. Hatred is a symptom of the time. Lost in these uneducated blues. I just want to love you while I can. All these other thoughts have me confused. I don't need to try and understand. Maybe I'll get up, turn off the news. Turn off the news and build a garden. Just my neighborhood and me. We might feel a bit less hearted. We might feel a bit more free. Turn off the news and raise the kids. Give them something to believe in. Teach them how to be good people. Give them hope that they can. Turn off the news and build a garden with me. Trust builds trust. All that negativity is a bust. Don't you want to be happy? Turn off the news and build a garden. Just my neighborhood and me. We might feel a bit less hardened. We might feel a bit more free. Turn off the news and raise the kids. Give them something to believe in. Teach them how to be good people. Give them hope. Turn off the news and build a garden with me. Turn off the news and build a garden. With me.
The Saturday Light Brigade, that's new from Kathy Mattea. Turn off the news. Build a garden. And you heard Amanda Platt and the Honeycutters with Another Winter Gone. Before that, a few answers have come into our crossword puzzle of the air. Are you still scratching your head? I'm going to give you another letter. The clue is often canned. Often canned. The fourth letter is D. The sixth letter is N. N. As in, nice to be able to give you another letter. And the eighth letter is S. The clue is often canned. If you think you know, 412-200-5975. Let us hear from you. Sarah and McCandless came up with the correct answer. As did Rich. Good morning, Rich. Nice to have you with us. Also, hello to Julie and Patrick. A correct answer coming in from Sharon in Kang, North Carolina, and from Tommy in Virginia, and Tom in McCandless. We'll leave it open for you for just another few moments. Again, the clue is often canned. Eight letters in the answer. The fourth letter is D. The sixth letter is N. And the last letter, the eighth letter, is S. A quick note while we're giving you time to solve our puzzle is if you know somebody that is a middle school student or high school student who likes journalism, self-expression through editorials or commentaries, who likes to write, who likes to get out into the community and meet people in the arts or people working for social justice, or who plain old likes to geek out with keyboards and editing software and more. We are looking to staff programs in our brand new Youth Media Center starting as early as next month. We'll be publicizing opportunities and applications next week, but I thought I would give you an early chance if you would like to have us send information to somebody. We would love to get that information to you or to them on your behalf. Email us at slb@slbradio.org with that person's email address and name, and we'll make sure they receive complete information. Maybe you're a teacher or you know of a teacher who would like this opportunity to be part of their classroom activities. It would be our pleasure to make that happen. Students working with us will receive stipends, awards, and more. And you can reach us at 412-200-5975 by text and include an email address, or simply email us at slb@slbradio.org for details. Thanks. Jay in Washington came up with the correct answer. Pudge came up with the word goodness. I wish goodness could be canned, but some people might think that this is simply canned goodness. This is one of those things you probably either love or you don't love. I'm not sure if there's any mixed feelings about this. Tommy got the correct answer, as I noted. Also, Tom in McCandless, who says, mix some of these with spaghetti, a little garlic and lemon juice, and you have a great lunch. Sharon got it in North Carolina. And Sarah said, with eight kids in a two-bedroom house, we very much knew the meaning of this word. And the word we were looking for? Sardines. Sardines. And a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you. If you knew that the eight-letter word we had in mind was sardines.
Sardines, hey, hey, and pork and beans, sardines. Hey, hey, and pork and beans, sardines. Hey, hey, and pork and beans, sardines. Hey, hey, and pork and beans, sardines on my plate, and I don't want no steak, sardines. Hey, hey, and pork and beans,
sardines.
Every morning by the riverside,
sardines.
Eating sardines side by side,
sardines.
Every morning by the river place,
sardines.
Eating sardines with an extra plate,
sardines, sardines on my plate, and I don't want no steak, sardines.
Hey. Hey, and pork and beans, sardines. Every morning when I get out of bed,
sardines.
Seeing sardines in my head,
sardines.
I even see them going round and around,
sardines.
I even see them going up and down,
sardines on my plate, and I don't want no steak, sardines.
Hey, hey, and pork and beans, sardines on a Monday,
dit, 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 sardines on a Tuesday,
dit, 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 sardines on a Wednesday,
dit, 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 sardines on a Thursday,
dit, 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 sardines on a Friday and Saturday and Sunday.
That's all I eat are sardines.
Hey, hey, and pork and beans, sardines.
Hey, hey, and pork and beans, sardines.
Here's a story about three little fishies, and I'm gonna tell you about it right now.
Boop, boop, diddum, daddum, wadum, chew. Boop, boop, diddum, daddum, wadum, chew. Boop, boop, diddum, daddum, wadum, chew.
Down in the meadow in an itty bitty pool with three little fishies and the mama fishy too. Swim, said the mama fishy, swim if you can. And they swam and they swam right over the dam.
Boop, boop, diddum, daddum, wadum, chew. Boop, boop, diddum, daddum, wadum, chew. Boop, boop, diddum, daddum, wadum, chew.
And they swam and they swam all over the dam. Stop, said the mama fishy, you get lost. But the three little fishies didn't want to be bossed. The three little fishies set off on a spree, and they swam right out to the sea.
Boop, boop, diddum, daddum, wadum, chew. Boop, boop, diddum, daddum, wadum, chew. Boop, diddum, daddum, wadum, chew.
And they swam and they swam right out to the sea.
Come on.
Fishies, here's a lot of fun. Swim in the sea till the day is done. So they swam and they swam, and it was a lark till all of a sudden they saw a shark.
Boop, 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 diddum, daddum, wadum, chew. Boop, boop, diddum, daddum, wadum, chew.
Chew, chew.
Boop, diddum, daddum, wadum, chew. Cried the little fishies, look at the whales. Quick as they could, they turned on their tails. Back to the pool in the meadow they swam, and they swam and swam and swam back over the dam. Boop, boop, diddum, daddum, wadum, chew. Boop, boop, diddum, daddum, wadum, chew. Boop, boop, diddum, daddum, wadum, chew. And they swam back over the dam.
Ben Rudnick and friends, and Sandy and Carolyn Patton. Before that, Three Little Fishes, and previously Sardines and Pork and Beans, and a Saturday Light Brigade charge also to Linda and Collier, who got the correct answer of sardines, and perhaps to you if you got the answer without checking in. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations, plus internet radio stations and streaming services like TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and slbradio.org/radio.
Sun never goes down. Every day I'm making preparations.
Packing up,
packing up,
getting ready to go,
getting ready to go.
I'm packing up,
getting ready to go.
I'm packing up,
getting ready to go.
I'm packing up,
getting ready to go.
I'm packing up now,
getting ready to go,
getting ready to go. I'm packing up,
getting ready to go.
I'm packing up,
getting ready to go.
I'm packing up,
packing up,
getting ready.
Got my shield,
got my
ticket,
got my
signed and sealed.
Packing up,
pack it up,
oh my lord.
Pack it up, getting ready to go.
I'm packing up,
getting ready to go.
When I pray,
when I pray,
earnest prayer,
earnest prayer,
I want my Jesus,
I want my Jesus
to meet me there.
Meet me there.
So I'll pray,
so I'll pray,
to make me strong,
make me strong.
Ready to go.
I'm on my way to New Jerusalem, where the sun never goes down. Every day I'm making preparations.
Packing up,
packing up,
getting ready to go,
getting ready to go.
I'm packing up,
getting ready to go.
I'm packing up,
getting ready to go.
I'm packing up now,
getting ready to go.
Getting ready to go,
getting ready to go.
I'm packing up,
getting ready to go.
Getting ready to go,
getting ready to go.
I'm packing up,
packing up,
getting ready to go.
Got my sword,
got my shield,
got my ticket,
got my
sign and seal.
Packing up,
packing up,
oh my lord.
Packing up, getting ready to go.
I'm packing up,
getting ready to go.
That is the group Beaver Creek. And one of those quartet members was a man named Rich Ord. Rich Ord, brother of Randy Ord, who passed away this week, Rich did. The two brothers are inseparable during much of my time getting to know them, but Rich, also just an incredible man of his own. Hopewell, senior high school, class of 1966, a veteran. A person who you may not know anything about, but if you do know about him, chances are it's because of his vision to bring a certain kind of music festival back, not only generally speaking, but to southwestern Pennsylvania. But prior to that, he served our country. He also worked as a paramedic and also spent time working in medical technology and imaging throughout his career. Now, I'm going completely by memory, but it was in the mid-80s or so that music festivals were beginning to take on an outlaw feeling, where the idea of listening to music was pretty much bringing as much liquid refreshment containing alcohol as you possibly could, and maybe sitting outside and yelling and screaming and mostly talking amongst yourself instead of enjoying the music. And not that Rich was afraid of having a good time, but his vision was to create an atmosphere where musicians and dancers, bluegrass lovers, people enjoying old-time music, and maybe even a little jazz and swing thrown in for good measure, could all get together, enjoy music on stage by day, dancing as well, and music and fellowship around the campfires by evening. It all became known as the Beaver Valley Bluegrass Festival, hosted by the band Beaver Creek, which you heard Rich with just a few moments ago, and bringing the likes of Norman and Nancy Blake, Newgrass Revival, John Hartford, the Larry Stevenson Band, the Hot Mud Family Dry Branch Fire Squad, and too many to mention, all to Brady's Run Park in Beaver County, and then eventually to Rogers Farm Sale Grounds in Rogers, Ohio. Rich is remembered by just about everybody who ever met him as the most optimistic man imaginable. He simply was nothing but positive throughout his entire life. And Rich passed away this week, and we send our deepest sympathy to all of his family and to all who know and love him. He left an imprint on more people imaginable, and may he rest in peace. Now, a chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our high clue. Here comes 17 syllables. See if you can find the one answer they lead to. Jack and Walter played this pair in a film. The Tube starred Jack and Tony. Jack and Walter played this pair in a film. The Tube starred Jack and Tony. Do you know who it is? 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. 17 syllables, one answer. Good luck.
Well, he likes black coffee, fried eggs, and a well-done T-bone steak. He likes a red dress and a pearly white teeth and the flash of a pretty brown leg. He said, back in the 30s, you know, you never had it made. He's an engineer over on the Ohio River, running in the Pittsburgh trade, with the inspection office in Louisville, at a desk for a very short time. And he played in a band on two different boats, working for the Stratfest line. And long ago he smoked reefer, and even made homebrew. and the reefer coming through New Orleans back before World War II. He's just a feller worked on the river all his life by a paddle wheel. You say he's old-fashioned, well, that ain't no big deal. Well, it's too thick to navigate, and it's too thin to plow. So let him go on, mama, don't put him down for it now. Sits and smokes an old eyebolt cigar, says he doesn't miss it at all. But he still goes out and he makes a few trips in the summer and then in the fall. Oh, the railroad trains, the bus and the planes are taking up all the slack. He's been a-watching all those river towns slowly turn their back. He's just a feller worked on the river all his life by a paddle wheel. You say he's old-fashioned, well, that ain't no big deal. Well, it's too thick to navigate, and it's too thin to plow. So let him go on, mama, don't put him down for it now. From a real old time way of life, he had to fight to just learn how. He might even have voted for Nixon once, but I'm sure he sees that now. Well, Friday night, he makes the best damn gumbo you'd ever want to eat. Saturday morning, before everyone's up, he's gone off down to the fleet. He's just a feller worked on the river all his life by a paddle wheel. You say he's old fashioned, well, that ain't no big deal. Well, it's too thick to navigate, and it's too thin to plow. So let him go on, mama, don't put him down for it now. You're as pretty as he is ugly, and he's the happiest man alive. You've got him into believing that old men are back in style. Now you see these oysters Bienville and this baked potato skin. I eat them so I can grow up and be an old man just like him. He's just a feller worked on the river all his life by a paddle wheel. You say he's old-fashioned, well, that ain't no big deal. Well, it's too thick to navigate, and it's too thin to plow. So let him go on, mama, don't put him down for it now.
Dogwood Cats were rock and roll pickers, a veteran three-piece band. They said, kid, you can play that thing, we need another man. Mama said, no, child, what are you thinking? That ain't where it's at. You'll never get to heaven playing with the Dogwood Cats. I was only 14 and I had not started work. I was playing lean and steel guitar at the Pentecostal church. The preacher said, you're gonna go to hell if you do this or that. I said, if I'm going anyway, I'll go with the Dogwood Cats. And we played, ooh, bye bye. Thank you. front row and I quickly fell in love. As soon as I said I do, she said I've had enough. Your guitar picking days are through and honey, that is that. The screen door slammed as off I ran to gig with the Dogwood Cats. And we played ooh, bye bye love, go your own way. And ooh, start me up, I gotta play. The Dogwood Cats were rock and roll pickers, a veteran three-piece band. They said, kid, you can play that thing, we need another man. Mama said, no, child, what are you thinking? That ain't where it's at. You'll never get to heaven playing with the Dogwood Cats. No, you'll never get to heaven playing with the Dogwood Cats. But my deal of heaven is playing with the Dogwood Cats.
That's Jefferson Ross, and you also heard John Hartford with Let 'Em Go on Mama. Here again is our high clue. Jack and Walter played this pair in a film. The Tube starred Jack and Tony. 412-200-5975. We're looking for either the collective name used for that pair or preferably the characters that are involved. As much information as you would like to give us, 412-200-5975. I'm laughing because Pudge and Lambertine, they're guests for Canned Goodness before our earlier puzzle, our crossword puzzle, was Bush Beer. It does have eight letters. We were looking for sardines. If you know the answer to our high clue, let's hear from you at 412-200-5975. Linda has it. And this is a pretty major audio hint coming your way right now. Tommy came up with it. And Larry in Elwood City, thank you for your notes and your answer. And Russ has it. John and Addie also came up with the correct answer. They are in East Deer. John and Carrick has the correct answer, as does Tom in McCandless. And the correct answer we were looking for, the Odd Couple, our high clue, referred to Walter Matthau and Jack Lemmon, and also Jack Klugman and Tony Randall. And the characters, Oscar Madison and Felix Unger. Good morning to Zach. Nice to have you here. He came up with the correct answer. And here's the high clue again. Jack and Walter played, that would be Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau, this pair, Oscar Madison and Felix Unger, in a film, The Tube, starred Jack and Tony, Jack Klugman and Tony Randall, The Odd Couple, the answer we were looking for, Oscar Madison and Felix Unger. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in our next hour. Thank you. Bob and Zwickley, and Jim in Crafton Heights also came up with the correct answer. Well, you laughed along with The Odd Couple, either as a Broadway play, as a film, or as a television series. Several incarnations of the TV series, but the most notable one, the ABC sitcom with Tony Randall and Jack Klugman. Here is a chance to laugh for a good cause. Miles Mazzanti joins us now. Hello, Miles.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
Good. I'm glad you're able to be with us. And Laugh in the Face of Addiction is a comedy fundraiser coming up for Skyline Recovery at the South Hills Italian Club. It will be March 3rd, coming up in the week ahead, this Thursday. Can you tell us a little bit about what the show is and about Skyline Recovery?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a comedy show fundraiser. Our organization, Skyline Recovery, it's actually the first fundraiser that we've done. You know, our organization provides recovery housing for men and women who are struggling with substance use disorder. And the show is going to be, like you said, at the South Hills Italian Club on Thursday evening. Four local comedians, all from Pittsburgh. And, you know, really, it's going to be a good time. All these comedians do shows locally. Some of them go nationally. And, you know, it's going to be doors open at 6. Show starts at 7:30. All the proceeds go towards, the benefit of Skyline Recovery and, you know, to help us with, you know, the cause that we're here, providing housing.
Excellent. Tell me a bit about your role in the event. Are you a comic yourself or are you with Skyline?
No, I'm with Skyline. I'm one of the founders, an acting president and executive director. So I am not a comedian, even though sometimes I can tell myself I could be. But no, I'm just putting the event together on behalf of the organization. I'm involved with the South Hills Italian Club as well, kind of how and why we chose that, you know, venue. My role is just, you know, putting it together and helping facilitate it.
Well, it's an important cause, and there are many men and women who struggle with addiction disorder, as you put it, and it's good to have greater awareness as well as the money that you'll raise. You're going to be raising a lot of awareness, too. What do you think might surprise people about addiction that just is not understood very well?
Well, I don't think it's a secret at this point to anybody how prominent it is. I think, unfortunately, if a lot of people have, had someone, if not themselves, had someone close to them, they know that it's struggled with addiction. What some people may not know is that, over the last few years, the overdose rates have actually been increasingly and actually reaching historical highs. So it's unfortunately, in this time, a very, very big problem. So I don't know that that's a secret, but it's definitely an issue. And, a lot of what we believe, aside from treatment for the addiction itself, housing is a big part of what helps people and what's necessary for people to really overcome it.
Yeah, being able to provide an atmosphere that provides the conditions for solid recovery, I imagine, would be one of the most critical factors in addition to people and programs and systems that work. Without the environment, it's probably very difficult to make things stick as you go through a recovery program.
I think that a lot of people, I think people that are not, familiar with or have not been, themselves have lived experience, almost take housing for granted, right? It's something that everybody, for the most part, has and has grown up with. And, a lot of times when you reach a low and you've got yourself, and you're in the thick of, struggling with, drug and alcohol addiction, housing isn't always for granted, and it's something that you can't always afford for yourself. So yeah, that sense of security is almost taken, and it makes it harder to rebound.
How did you get interested in starting this organization? Is this an issue that's always been near and dear to you? I am sure you have to have a lot of passion for what it is that you do.
Yeah, I think fundamentally, I in my adolescent, early 20 years, I lived it, right? I had, I lived the struggle myself. And, I was lucky and thankfully I had the intervention early enough and was able to, rebound and spend the latter part of my 20s repairing my life. And, a few years ago, I was working in a, I owned a pizza shop, and we had a couple people that were living in recovery houses in the area that were working for us. And I had known about the idea. Even at that point, I had been going kind of back into the jail, mentoring guys that have a background like myself. Never thought about going into it, professionally, but I was involved in real estate and still am. And it kind of put those two ideas together, right? It combined my goals in real estate as well as, the passion that I have for kind of giving back and helping people that have, my background. And it just seemed like a really good fit. We tried it. We opened up one house, and now we have four, and it's, really just become a rewarding passion project for me.
Well, that is really a great story that you've shared. And coming up, Laugh in the Face of Addiction, it's a fundraiser for Skyline Recovery at the South Hills Italian Club, March 3rd, happening at 6 o'clock. This is Miles Mazzanti, who is acting president and executive director of Skyline Recovery. What's the best way to get additional information about the event or about Skyline?
So if you're on social media, all the information is on our Facebook and Instagram pages. Our website is pretty simple. It's skylinerecoverypittsburgh.com. I would say those are probably the three easiest ways to either get in contact with myself or find information where you buy tickets, and just kind of reiteration on where the event is. We are going to be selling tickets at the door if you don't get them online ahead of time. But those are probably the three best ways to look us up and get in contact with us.
Excellent. Anything else you'd like to add?
No. I appreciate your time and letting you give me the opportunity to talk about, Skyline Recovery as well as the event.
You bet. Our pleasure. Keep in touch. That's Miles Mazzanti. Laugh in the Face of Addiction, a comedy show fundraiser for Skyline Recovery at the South Hills Italian Club, March 3rd, this coming Thursday at 6 o'clock. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, Tube City Online Media at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, RadioPhoenix.org, Loudspeaker.FM, Fort Collins, Colorado, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and SLBRadio.org/radio.
Go back home. All I Well, now, Highway 40, Highway 40, it's an awesome four-lane track. Highway 40 is an awesome four-lane track. I got two lanes to take me, got two lanes to bring me back.
That's Tim O'Brien at the Saturday Light Brigade. Always good to hear from him, and a guitar sound that, or mandolin sound, depending on what he's playing, that's got that driving feeling to it. Welcome to this hour. The Sound Hound is going to come by and give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. In just moments.
Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at